Welcome to the Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and if you want to check out our new building, stop by 2301. I want to say East Main, but North Main, right across from the high school, new building. And actually, on the 24th, we'll have an open house, so you can come on up and check it out. I'm here with Dr. Roops.
Dr. Roops.
Haley and Garrett, thank you guys both for coming in.
Thanks
for having us.
And thanks for patiently waiting for my tardiness. So with that, you guys, Pathfinder Chiropractic, located in the Centennial Center, kind of right around the corner, so to speak, from Creature Comforts.
Exactly.
Kind of by H&R Block.
Mm-hmm.
I say all this because I'm a patient of yours.
That's right.
And how are things going now that you've been in business a little over a year?
Things are going great. We've been actually open for 14 months. It's kind of been a little bit of a blur just with how fast-paced everything has gone since we opened up, and we're just excited to be here and be open.
Well, I want to ask you guys, so I've been at various chiropractors over the years, and people that I talk to say, oh, I don't know if I could be the term, I'm doing the quotation mark here, cracked on. I just don't like that. You guys have a different approach. Explain your differences in your practice.
Yeah, so we utilize a very specific technique called TRT. It stands for torque release technique. No twisting, popping, cracking. Very, very specific adjustments, making specific alignments to the spine, which helps the nervous system function better, helps people feel better, and ultimately structural correction.
Well, and you use a little tool. What's that thing called?
That's called an integrator, and so it fires at 1/10,000th of a second, so faster than any hand can move, faster than any table can drop.
Right.
But it allows us to be very specific in where we place those adjustments.
And you barely feel it. So I want to tell you, when you hear that fast, you think, oh my God. And no, it's like a little plunger, about double the size of an eraser.
Right. Yeah.
And it just taps you. I mean, I'm pushing my hand here, and you don't really feel it.
Yeah, it's all about the window of where you adjust and what specifically you're adjusting and where you're affecting the nervous system.
And if you explain it to me too, you can move things three-dimensionally.
That's correct. So bones move forward, backwards, side to side, but they also wedge and they rotate.
Uh-huh.
And we as chiropractors by hand are very good at moving things forward, backwards, and side to side, but we're not the best at getting the wedging and the rotation out. So this instrument actually allows us to get all three components of a misalignment with an adjustment.
And you combine this with neurological impulse. What's the right word I'm looking for?
Right, yeah. So we are neurologically based chiropractors, and that's one, because of the technology that we have in our office that measures nerve function and muscle. But two, also the technique is neurologically based. So yeah, utilizing the Achilles reflex as part of the assessment.
When you mention neurological, this is, you know, technology that NASA uses.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep.
And so the, you know, I say people have heard of NASA, right? I mean, right. So it's, you know, tried and true and tested. And I know when you guys have taken my neurological readings, you say, oh, okay. Well, yeah, you have, so, you know, it's showing something over on the right shoulder. I'm like, wow, that's pretty accurate because I can feel tension there, you know, mm-hmm. and stress or whatever. And say, so, okay, well, that helps identify. Or over the course, you say, wow, it used to be this reading in red or, you know, the color. And now look at it. It's mm-hmm. less. So,
yeah,
you monitor it.
Yeah, we monitor it because it's an objective finding. So a lot of people think they feel good, but same thing with a heart attack. How do you know you're having a heart attack? Well, that heart attack's been building up for months and months and months or years, and you don't know until you actually have the heart attack. So this is an objective measure, not based off how you feel, but actually how your body's functioning. So we get both assessments in our office, make sure that the body is healing how it's designed to.
And so when I'm lying down, face down on the table, you always have me like, okay, turn your head to the left, turn your head to the right, bend your knees up. And what are you testing when you do that?
Well, and that's part of that neurological assessment. And so turning the head side to side is a test that chiropractors have used, you know, almost from the beginning that chiropractic was established. And that's testing for the C1 rotation. And that's been used for a very long time. And then also doing the neurological test is part of that Achilles reflex that we kind of talked about. Yeah.
And then you just use the device, the integrator? Is that what you called it?
Uh-huh.
We call it the integrator. Now the integrator and then you just tap on and know where the adjustment needs to take place.
Yep. And then we post check everything. So we make sure that the adjustment is holding. And then we move on to the next segment.
And how do you test that?
We recheck everything. So utilizing the Achilles reflex, longest reflex in the body, we have you turn your head side to side again, making sure that everything gets cleared, and then we move on to the rest of the body.
Well, and if it doesn't, then you can readjust.
Correct.
Exactly. Wow. All right. So walk me through your like initial assessment that you do with people.
Yeah. So when somebody comes into our office, we've got a great staff, very welcoming into our office. And so we want people
and a great dog.
And a great.
She is the best.
Throw the ball. kick it. Go ahead.
9 month old. She's been employee of the month for the last 8 months.
The best therapy. Heck with the chiropractic treatment. Sorry, I interrupted.
A lot of people enjoy Estes, our dog.
Yeah.
a lot. And so, yeah, very welcoming coming into our office. We always want to make sure that we provide education. And that's our biggest goal, is to provide education to our community and let people kind of decide on what they want to do after that.
Yeah.
So coming in for initial assessment, they'll see everything that we do in our office and kind of how chiropractic care can help them. And then once we get into the assessment part, we're doing two neurological exams, part of the CLA program, and that's part of the NASA certified mm-hmm. space technology that we have. And so we do a nerve scan and then also a muscle scan, which is a surface EMG, same technology as EKG for the heart, but we run that along the muscles of the spine. And then we do a full chiropractic spinal check and look for wow. kind of postural deviations and all these changes that occur from traumas and
leaning like I am right now during this interview.
Right.
I'm like, busted. Well, and what was amazing, you have your x-ray, so it's like a low x-ray, the low frequency. I don't know.
High frequency.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But less x-ray.
Less exposure time. Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
And when I looked at it, I was amazed because I looked at the one from head on and almost looked a little scoliosis. And, I mean, you know, I had this little curve in my spine. Like, well, am I standing kind of weird or whatever? And not realizing that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, what's that from? And, you know, again, you guys start working on the bad knee, the bad hip, the bad shoulder, the bad, you know, the list goes on and on with me because I'm old. And then you sit up and put a game plan together.
Exactly. Yep. And so with the x-rays, we can see exactly what's going on inside of the body and the structure. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to feel it, but it's another thing to see it. And what's really cool about our x-ray machine is that we can stitch different areas together, so we can assess the spine all as one instead of just looking at individual areas. And then we do a full line analysis, and we can see how much curvature, if somebody has scoliosis or not. We can see how much degeneration. And so somebody that's going to have phase 3 degeneration is going to respond differently that has phase 1 degeneration.
Right. And something else I've been amazed are kids and infants that you work with.
Yeah. So we see lots of children in our office. A lot of kids come into our office for wellness care. So their parents uh-huh. just understand that growing up healthy, they're going to grow up into adults and be healthy. We do see kids for other symptoms, such as colic, ear infections. We see kids on the spectrum, a whole gamut of situations. But the first subluxation misalignment happens at birth. And so it's just really important to get kids checked right away. Just make sure their nervous system's functioning at 100% so they grow up healthy.
Wow.
And they're really fun.
Wow.
We learn lots of things awesome. Every day from them.
Oh, absolutely. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, the other part, and this is the best part of the adjustment. You know, first off, it's non-invasive, low impact, all of that. But that stretching thing you guys do. And I always tell you, you know, keep doing that. Because that is just like, I'm like, oh, it feels so good. You pull the muscle, you know. And that's to keep things in alignment then, or just to make me feel like I need to go to a massage therapist?
No, that just kind of helps loosen up some of the muscles. And so after we do that adjustment, we want the muscles to stay nice and loose. And that way the adjustment holds longer and kind of try to rebuild some of that muscle reeducation.
Okay. Now, one thing that I have also been impressed with, not just because it's Estes the dog.
Right.
kick best soccer goalie in the world.
Shortstop.
But is also, you guys, in the short time you've been in business, you've embraced the thought of and the philosophy of paying it forward. You've done canned food drives. You've done things, right, for Project Merry Christmas.
Yep.
And you've given
all
free
kinds.
Lecture type things. What's the impetus of that? Is it just your philosophy?
Yeah, we just really enjoy charities. You know, I think if you have the resources to be able to give back to the community, I just think it's really important. Mm-hmm. We love it. It's a way for our practice members to be able to donate. Sometimes people want to give back, but they don't know how. And right. so it's just another outlet for them to be able to donate their resources and their energy and their love towards other people. And it's just nice. Super fun and just able to help the community out at large.
Pay it forward.
That's right.
Right.
How do you, if there is somebody that has an organization and they would love to be a part or be fortunate enough to be selected, do you guys pick those on a staff level? Do you take applications?
Yeah, so we take applications. We discuss it as a team, what we think is a need and what, you know, our heart really goes out mm-hmm. to and what we want to do. But you can send that information to marketing at Pathfinder Chiropractic.
One more time.
Marketing at pathfinderchiropractic.com, and we will get back to you. But we are looking for a charity this coming spring, and we are looking for one in the fall. We've already got the summer one lined up.
Oh, okay.
But we are, yeah, we're always hungry yeah. to get out there and serve, so...
Okay. So marketing at pathfinderchiropractic.com.
Correct.
And you can send in, you know, you're interested, and then people then can get in the queue, so to speak.
Right. Yep. And so for the food drive, we actually partnered with a lot of other community members. Mm-hmm. We have a kind of a local kind of networking group, BNI. Yeah. And so we had a ton of people kind of donate food. And we partnered with Academy Mortgage, Vector Bank, Into Publishing. I mean, just a ton of other businesses Glacier. Here in town. Mm-hmm. And also other individuals were able to donate. But all that food we donated, I think, 1,400
pounds of food.
Wow. That's impressive.
And so to drop that off, and then just right after that, the 416 fire hit. And yeah. to make that impact, and a lot of that food was needed right at that time, was very heartwarming.
Yeah, timing was good that way. Let me ask you, so what, two-part question, and what's been the biggest reward being in business, and what's been the biggest challenge? And don't say working with your spouse, right? You guys actually get along very well. I'm always, you know, never hear you. Y'all are screaming at each other. How do you get it? No, I'm just kidding. So what are the goods, the bad?
I would say the biggest reward is just people's testimonials. Yeah. So we have people coming in with not only neck pain, low back pain, but we have people coming in with blurry vision, having seizures, a lot of kids on the spectrum. You know, things like constipation, bedwetting, unable to get pregnant. And those wow. are break. When we can see a breakthrough like that and helping someone's life, it's not just their life that it affects, it's their families, right?
Yeah.
And so seeing all these testimonials come in, that's kind of why we do what we do and what keeps us going.
Very cool. And then some of the challenges.
I don't know. That's a tough one. Yeah. I don't have a big challenge.
Yeah,
you?
I kind of threw that at you, huh? Well, you know, and a lot of times it's, you know, I'm people, you know, with the location, the price of living, things of that nature, you know, just sure, trying to do sure. those things. But again, you guys, I'm going to say have the moral compass pointing in the right direction with the paying it forward. One more time, you guys, website?
PathfinderChiropractic.com.
And you're on Facebook?
We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You'll see us all over the community. We do health talks constantly. If anybody wants a health talk for their business, please, again, reach out to marketing at pathfinderchiropractic.com. We love educating the community. That's our most favorite thing to do.
Wow. Well, appreciate you guys coming in and being patient while I was running behind schedule. No, yeah, I'm like, no. got to pedal. I only ran through 3 traffic lights and, you know. The cops waiting outside for me, actually. But no, I'm kidding. That's a joke. But thank you guys sincerely and taking the time to do the interview. And again, it's Pathfinder Chiropractic. You guys are located in the Centennial Center, kind of just right around the corner, around the corner from Creature Comforts, next H&R Block.
Right. Yeah. And we just want to say thank you, Jack, for everything that you do for this community. Well, we truly appreciate it. We've enjoyed the Chamber of Commerce. It's great to see this strong of Chamber of Commerce in this area.
Well, it's been fun, and it's from, you know, having members like you guys. So, and I'll slip you $20.
Yeah.
For saying that. No, just kidding. All right. Check it all out at Pathfinder Chiropractic. And thank you guys for coming in again.
Thanks
so much for having us.
You bet. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.